It seems not a bad thing to put the reading from today in the context of what's happening in the church. Because today we will prayerfully commission very shortly the members of our PCC. Tomorrow, our church wardens, Paul Elliott and Joe Preddy, will be sworn in and affirmed in their roles at the annual Archdeacon's Visitation at St Andrew's Bourneville. And all this happens, of course, against the national backdrop of the lead up to the general election on the 4th of July. So, it seems a very fitting time to think about our common life, about how we build it, how we enable it, how that framework can support us and our society when we need it. So much of our common life turns on families and on local communities. And it's the local challenges that Jesus is facing in our meeting today. Opposition is coming from different directions and for different reasons. Family, communities, the establishment. His family are struggling. Not only is the boy making an embarrassing exhibition of himself, quite possibly putting himself in danger, he is also potentially bringing shame on them in their tight-knit community, and that potentially wrecks local relationships which have been working perfectly well up till now, thank you, but they take a little bit of care to maintain. So they want to shut him up, they want to hustle him out, and they want to talk some sense. And then we have the teachers of the law. We might think of them perhaps as the thought police. They have come from Jerusalem to check him out. Now he's known to be a bright scholar, charismatic, and a bit off the wall. And this, for the establishment, is a dangerous combination. We might have some idea of how rattled they are by their extreme language. If someone's eccentric, but their ideas are not likely to threaten how things are done around here, they tend to be tolerated. They're often treated kindly, local eccentricity. You have to be mad, bad, and dangerous to know, a real threat to the status quo, to evoke the sort of accusations Jesus had thrown in his direction. He's possessed, saying the devil's works, doing the devil's work. Now, the strength of the teachings of the law is their intellectual rigour. But Jesus points out that their argument doesn't stand up, that they're trying to have it both ways. Argue both ends against the middle, if you like. It doesn't work. If evil is to overcome truth, it can't be fighting against itself. The forces in any assault need to work together for their shared aim, for the common good, with determination and with courage. And we saw this very movingly on our screens on the subject of the D-Day landings, didn't we? Strength lies in integration, in synergy, in things working together. And only then can they be more than the sum of their parts. So, but the weakness of the teachers of the law is that they are willing to abandon the truth and corrupt that intellectual rigour for which they are known. They have decided to lie to themselves and to the world in order to maintain their institutions, their status. In all aspects of life, the greatest break come through being completely true to ourselves and to what we hold most dear. If you distort or deny what you know to be true, you deliberately lie to yourself and to everyone else. If you later admit what you've done, own up and tell the truth, then forgiveness becomes possible. But if not, you have decided to let pride win the day. We have always known that forgiveness involves humility. We also know, rather too well, many of us, that humble pie rarely tastes terribly good. But we learn, we change, we mend our ways, and we potter on, each of us trying to stay true to our own journey, but within a faith community. Those faith communities might not be our original birth family or our church family, because sometimes the old ways don't fit anymore, as Jesus shows us. There are difficulties on the way. The support of family and friends can never be completely guaranteed. But we should remember too that members of Jesus' family were there for him, and they were there for each other at the end. As companions on the road today, we trust that we will affirm and support each other, particularly those whom we trust with the responsibility for our community, the day-to-day running of our church and the building. May we each offer what we can to both sustain and to challenge each other, so that together we can be a strong and resilient community, positive, outward looking. And may we have the courage to discard what we no longer need. May we continue to listen to God, to the still, small voice within us, through everything. And may we long to support and encourage other people to start or to continue the journey, giving in God's grace, in thankfulness, and in hope.